A Maricopa County judge ruled last week that medical marijuana patients have as much right to cannabis extracts as to the pure version of the drug. This week, County Attorney Bill Montgomery asked the judge how much extract patients can possess. KJZZ's Nick Blumberg explains that might make a significant difference for patients.
In Arizona, cardholders are allowed to have 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana. The law doesn't mention extracts like creams or oils. Montgomery wants to know whether the ruling means patients can have 2.5 ounces of extract or the extract produced from 2.5 ounces of plant matter. David Grandin is with Harvest of Tempe.
We're a state-licensed medical marijuana dispensary.
It carries more than 30 different strains of medical cannabis.
Indicas, sativas, and hybrids.
As well as edible products and extracts.
We do have CBD-only oil, meaning it has no THC whatsoever in it.
That was the oil in question in the recent case. It doesn't get you high, but supporters say it has medicinal effects.
We have 100 milligram vials, 250 milligrams, and 500 milligrams.
How much cannabis does it take to produce that vial? Harvest's Eric Guru says,
typically industrial hemp is returning results around 0.5% CBD per gram sample.
So doing the math here, he says to make 500 milligrams of CBD oil,
you're looking at over 100 grams,
which is more cannabis than the law currently allows a single patient to have. To produce the smaller bottles, you'd start with a legal amount. And if the judge says patients can possess 2.5 ounces of extract, a single patient could legally have nearly 150 of those larger bottles of oil. Nick Blumberg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Montgomery isn't sure when the judge will issue her decision on that question. He says depending on how she decides, it could raise more questions about Arizona's medical marijuana law.
Well, this is one of the problems with the initiative itself, because the nature of the extract involved that the court ruled is covered. In the Medical Marijuana Act, it specifies that a qualified patient or caregiver can possess up to 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana. If usable marijuana then also includes extracts, the question is this: can I, as a qualified patient, possess 2.5 ounces, fluid ounces, of extract of marijuana, which would necessarily have to come from more than 2.5 ounces of marijuana? Well, a qualified patient is not allowed to possess 5 pounds of marijuana. So if that's the interpretation, we've got another issue now, and that is, so does that then restrict only to dispensaries the ability to possess enough marijuana in order to create 2.5 ounces of the extract? The question itself affects not just how much and of what kind, but who actually can engage in the preparation.
Do you anticipate having more legal challenges to various aspects of Arizona's medical marijuana law?
Well, there could be, because there are a whole bunch of other aspects to it that, you know, we're just now kind of working our way through. And it wasn't until law enforcement had asked for some guidance on what exactly needs to be done for particular types of extracts or preparations that the issue about CBD oils ever even came to the forefront. We see this sometimes too with a new program or a new approach passed even by the legislature, where additional terms, definitions, the full set of boundaries to something don't wind up being clearly shaken out until after people try to implement it, and then courts are asked to provide interpretations or provide additional guidance.
That's Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery. The ACLU is representing the family at the center of the case dealing with the extract. Ezekiel Edwards is the director of the group's Criminal Law Reform Project in New York. He says this particular question hasn't come up in too many other places.
This hasn't been, to my knowledge, a particularly significant issue in other states, but I think there's growing awareness of how effective medical marijuana, particularly in extract form, can be for particularly kids who are epileptic. And so I think as states with medical marijuana start treating kids, and as states pass more medical marijuana laws, I think they're going to be quite aware that the statutes are going to have to allow for medicine in this form so that kids can get what is often proving to be the most successful treatment that they've found.
You mentioned that this hasn't really been much of an issue in other states. Do you think that might change with what's been going on in Arizona?
There are other states where you're able to get CBD oil to treat epileptic patients. For instance, Colorado is one. And so I think the position here that the statute wouldn't allow medical marijuana in this form was an unusual one, and I think that the court made the correct decision in saying that the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act certainly allows it.
As you know, there's been a lot of sort of court battles about Arizona's medical marijuana law since it was approved, and I'm curious if what's been going on here legal-wise with the medical marijuana law is similar to what other states with similar laws have experienced.
I think some of them are similar. I mean, I think that the good news is in most states that have passed medical marijuana laws, while there are always going to be some opponents or some people who are trying to kind of obstruct access, I think on the whole, people have understood that these are, you know, voter approved, and these are for people with, you know, serious medical conditions who need treatment, and that they've moved forward relatively smoothly. There have been a few cases, including again in Arizona, where when police have seized marijuana from a medical marijuana patient, they've refused to return it. There are some states where they'll drug test employees who may be medical marijuana patients not using it during work hours. So you see these kinds of issues pop up in various medical marijuana states. I think on the whole, the courts have understood the importance of medical marijuana, recognized voters' intent in passing these initiatives, and really treated it the way it should be, which is as medicine for people with serious conditions.
That's Ezekiel Edwards, the director of the ACLU's Criminal Law Reform Project. There's another medical marijuana case in which his group and the Maricopa County Attorney's Office are at odds. It deals with a permit for a dispensary in Sun City and is in the Court of Appeals. Bill Montgomery says while oral arguments haven't yet been scheduled, briefs are due by the end of next month.